It's time to take a journey, to find your courage, break through your limits, and master your destiny. It's time for Ken D. Foster's Voices of Courage. Ken brings you some of the most courageous people on the planet that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. It's time to see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. It's time for Voices of Courage. And here's your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, hello and welcome, everybody. Today is an amazing day. And today is the day that we are going to ask you if you want to really take your life to a new level. Listen, a lot of us have been shut down for a long time. And we've been kind of bubbling up underneath the surface, wondering what's going to happen, what's going to change, how we're going to be in this new reality. Well, I want to tell you this. Some of you are still thinking you're going to come out and there's going to be the reality that you had. It's gone. I want to give you that notice. It's gone. There's new things happening in all areas of life, whether it be in your personal life, in your business, in government, in politics, in on TV, in media. Things are switching up. Now, all the changes are not going to take place immediately, but they are taking place, and you're part of this. So this show is really dedicated to all of you that really want to change up your life and actually upscale your life. And listen, this isn't to say that I know right now there are people suffering right now. There are people hurting with illness. They've lost family members. They are in fear. They're worried. They're concerned about their future. And listen, we don't want to focus on that right now. We want to focus on where you're going, because that will give you some hope, some understanding, some wisdom, and a clear vision of what we all need to do right now. You know, everybody is going through tests, and these tests are tests we've never experienced. But I want to say this, that these tests are there not to crush us, not to make us disempowering us. They are here to strengthen us, to strengthen our resolve, to make us better than we were in the past. I remember in 2008 where I was in a place where I owned a lot of property. The mortgage prices had just come, housing prices were slammed. They were dropping, you know, 10%, then 20%, then 30%, 40% in some neighborhoods. And I was in a place where I ended up about $3.5 million in debt. And I said to myself, I'm not going to bankrupt. I don't know how I'm going to do this. I had bankrupted in my 20s, and I knew how painful that was for me. I said, I'm never going to do that again. So what I did was I decided inside myself, I don't know how this is going to happen, but as an entrepreneur, I did know about hows. See, we don't usually know how as an entrepreneur, how we're going to do things. We just take steps in that direction every single day. And pretty soon things start to unravel in our favor. So I started visualizing what my life would be like without any of this debt. In fact, with money, $40,000, $50,000 in the bank, I thought, man, I'd like to have that right now. Well, I didn't get it right now. It took me about 2 years. But I renegotiated all that debt. I had that money. That's where I started, about $40,000, $50,000 in the bank. Money, people, places, things all came in to support that new vision. So I know that inside of all of us is greatness. I know it. You know, I was in doubt and uncertainty sometimes during that process, but I knew one thing. If I woke up every day and I had the right attitude, if I woke up every day and I was in service to other people, I woke up every day when I was hurting, I found somebody to go out and help because they were hurting probably more than me. I did that consistently. I stayed in gratitude. I stayed in belief and truth and understanding. And, you know, it happened. Everything changed. In fact, what changed for me was out of that time came the idea for this new book that I've written. It's called The Courage to Change Everything, Daily Strategies and Essential Wisdom to Awaken Your Inner Genius. I wrote it for people that are going through troubled times. And I wrote it for people that want to reprogram your thinking. And I wrote it in a way that every day we drip astute wisdom on our mind. We look at some cutting edge principles from success principles. And we take specific actions every day to get clear with where we're going. Imagine dripping on your mind every day for the next year. imagine you had the wisdom of the ages putting that into your mind. And imagine if you had a daily success plan every day, how your life would be a little different, probably be a lot different, actually. That's why I created that book. You can get it at courage2change.us, courage2change.us. I hope you'll check it out. All right, I'd like to introduce my guest today. Dr. Janelle Kim is an American-born daughter of a Korean father and American mother. From an early age, the power behind centuries-old medicine principles were passed down to her from her mentors. And these are the principles that she lives by. They are principles of mental, emotional, physical healing principles that help you to change up just about anything you're going through. I know that because that's who she is and that's how she lives. So Dr. Kim, welcome to the show. I'm glad you're here. This is a time for you to be here.
Thank you so much, Ken. I really enjoyed actually your intro just now. We certainly resonate, as we've already come to find, and I'm really grateful to be here with you and everyone watching.
Well, listen, you know, people are going through a lot of stuff right now. And, you know, part of this challenge we're having right now was stemmed, I believe, from how we live, lifestyle. And when I say that, what I mean is that the people that are getting this COVID are about, I think they said 87% of them have two underlying issues already. Those are the people that are actually dying. And the ones that are getting it are immune compromised. So how do we stay healthy? This is what you've learned. This has been passed down to you for centuries. How can people stay, you know, and maybe they're not as healthy as they need to be right now, but they need to step up. What's your suggestion here?
But it's so true. And I'm really glad that you said that. You also said a certain word that I would like to acknowledge in this moment, which is it's a lifestyle. And everything that we do, there's so much out there. You know, and so one of the things that is one of my wishes is to really simplify everything and make everything applicable to our daily life. And I'm grateful for my mentors and what's been passed on my lineage for that. So having taken kind of that background, the greatest thing that we can do in this situation and always is the simple fact that we have to really just strengthen our condition. That's really what it comes down to, right? Whether it be our mental condition, our physical condition, we hear a lot of strengthening and boosting our immune system. That is the most that we can possibly do in this given moment. And especially in moments such as this that we find ourselves, there's a lot of different things that can come in to distract us, let's say, right? Interrupt that strengthening, that empowerment. And it's definitely my wish to really remind us all that at the end of the day, no matter what comes to us in life, because that's never ending, we can't avoid anything in this life. We just cannot. We can do our very best to stay on a good path, to make ourselves as strong as possible, to be true to who we are for ourselves and for those around us. But the most we can do is what I like to say, find balance and strengthen. And certainly that applies to health and way of life.
You know, I woke up this morning with, and I meditated, and in meditation, I had this thought, everything is unfolding perfectly. Everything is okay.
Right.
And, you know, that thought led me to feel a real sense of peace around what's going on. And because I believe that health starts in the mind, and I believe that we need to really understand who we are at a core level. How do people know their true self, Janelle?
Okay, that's quite a question, Ken.
It is. It's a great question.
But certainly, that's our mission and everything.
I wasn't sure where I was going with that, but that's what popped
like
out.
That's good. No, I like it. I'm prepared, I hope, certainly. So the first thing that comes to mind, so how do we achieve that? You know, it's interesting in listening to you at this very moment in my life, my experience, which I know I can relate to many people out there. You happen to say, this morning I woke up and meditated. You know, that seems like a very simple thing. And in fact, for many it is. But I have to say, and again, I think I'll resonate with a lot of people right now, that is not even a reality for me right now. I tell you what, the last couple of days, because I have been going to bed at 1 o'clock in the morning, you know, for those who I suppose I didn't share this yet, I'm a working mother. I own my company with my husband. We have a manufacturing company. We contract manufacture, you know, cosmetics, personal care, dietary supplements based on herbal medicine. I'm a mother of two young boys, 3 and 7. He's going to be 7 next week. I'm a daughter. I'm a sister. I'm a friend, you know. And so all these things happen in me, constantly, but particularly in this moment in time where we have not left our house in quite a while. I have been trying to wake up at, say, 5 o'clock in the morning to find that moment, to find that meditation, right? Because that is an important thing. Well, I tell you what, my kids will sleep in until 7, 7:30. I'm lucky. But the second I try to make this plan to wake up early, they wake up at 4:30. So my point here is, while I am a strong proponent of finding quiet moments to do meditation, even the book that I'm currently working on and what I really wish to share with everyone is a concept called living meditation, right? And so living meditation really mimics the same understanding, the same principle as meditating, like you said, finding that moment, how to live our best lives possible. There are some realities, and what I'm grateful to my mentors is, how do we take what we want to achieve from meditation? What is it? We have to ask ourselves this question. Why do you wake up in the morning, Ken, to meditate, right? It's to calm our mind. Tell me.
Well, I'll tell you right now, it's to feel a sense of, like you said, calmness, but it's deeper than that.
Right.
There is, in meditation for me, it's like, you know, some people take a shower and they get insights and ideas. The mind is clear. My mind is still. And in that stillness, all creativity flows, a sense of joy comes in, excitement comes in. A lot of things come from this space. Yeah.
Yes. I love that. Thank you. That was such a beautiful way of explaining it. And I totally agree. It's a way to calm our mind, to find that balance so that we can take on this life, take on more for those of us. I will say I take on more for some. That's not what they're looking for, but it's how to take on this life to the best of our ability. So one day when we leave this earth, we look back and we know, you know, we achieved everything that we wish to achieve, right? On some level, of course. And so that is the case. So meditation, I'll say it one more time, is really, I think we would all agree, is a way to calm the mind, calm the body, so that we can balance, have a balance within ourselves and within our daily life, so that we can take on this life. And the truth of the matter is, it's not always so easy to even find 5 minutes for meditation. It's just the truth. I try to do this on a daily basis. I am consistent as part of what I do, but I tell you what, there are certainly days where I am not able to do that, but I'm not afraid of that. I don't feel ashamed by that, because what I have learned from my mentors and what I wish to practice all the time is something called living meditation. Of course, it's a phrase that I came up with because I think it really embodies what it is that I wish to share and what has helped me and so many thousands upon thousands of people that I have seen this kind, these principles help probably millions throughout centuries, right? The truth is, meditation is something that we can be doing every minute of our day. Life doesn't stop, and sometimes we can't stop even enough to have 5 minutes to have that ability. So this means that it's a moment of reflection. Another thing that meditation means to me is purifying ourselves. I often say we can walk into a room and there can be dirt everywhere, clothes thrown, toys everywhere, the bed not made. And I think everyone would agree, whether it matters to them or not, that room is not organized. It's messy. It's dirty. Right? How often do we do that for the inside? Okay. And so meditation to me is cleaning up and purifying on the inside, just as we do on the outside. And so when you look at that minute by minute, at first, the truth is, for example, for me, you take these 8 keys, which we can talk about, but basically at the end of the day, it's seeing things clearly and making correct choices. And you can stop at any moment of the day. When my kids are screaming, given this current situation, I'm trying to write an article, going on conference calls, and I feel my body start to tense, become unbalanced. It takes one, maybe realistically, let's say 5 seconds to take a breath, to reground myself, to remember what it is that I wish to achieve today. And this can happen, like I said, in a couple of seconds. And then all of a sudden, I come into this moment a bit different, a bit more able to handle what I'm standing in.
I love that. I love that, Janelle. All right. So listen, I got to take a break. But when we come back, I do want to talk a little more about the 8 keys. We touched on the first key, know thyself and how to get there. I'd like to find out about the other 7 keys, if we have time. Help people to really get grounded in this time and
change
their business and their life and upscale it. So I'm going to take a break. I'll be right back.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
Are you feeling stuck or in a holding pattern with your business or life, and you're not doing the things you want or love? Then at some point, you're going to be faced with a decision. You'll either choose to keep living in your comfort zone and risk a life of mediocrity, or increase your courage, step into your power, and forge into the unknown, where everything new becomes possible. If you're truly ready to live masterfully, then you need Ken D. Foster's newest book, The Courage to Change Everything, Strategies and Wisdom to Transform Your Life One Day at a Time. This powerful but simple guide provides you with 365 days of life-transforming wisdom, profound questions, and action steps that will increase your strength and open the doors to success. Stop wondering why your business or life isn't working. The answers are available now. Imagine if you had more courage or another chance to start following your dreams. To pick up your copy of The Courage to Change Everything, visit thecouragetochangeeverything.com. That's thecouragetochangeeverything.com.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
We're back with Voices of Courage. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome everybody back to Voices of Courage. I'm your host, Ken D. Foster. And today we're talking to Dr. Janelle Kim. Before I get back to her, I want to give a shout out for a couple of my friends here that are sponsoring our show. The first one is Wasabi Publicity. And Wasabi Publicity has been recognized by PR Week and Good Morning America for their innovative business practices. If you're an author, a speaker, or an organization that's committed to making a difference, and you want to get your message out into the world, I encourage you to go to wasabipublicity.com and schedule a call with Wasabi's CEO, Drew Gerber. Yes, Drew will talk to you personally. So wasabipublicity.com, that's W-A-S-A-B-I, publicity.com. Also, if you're a woman entrepreneur, pay close attention here. There's an organization called Women's Wisdom, which has been assisting women business owners to not only grow their businesses, but grow their lives since 1991. They offer online and offline programs. Their online programs are every 2 weeks on a Thursday. And from 11 to 1 Pacific, what they do is they bring in celebrity speakers. You get to meet and greet and connect with many women entrepreneurs, and they help you to take your business to the next level. If that sounds great, then check them out. Womenswisdom.net, womenswisdom.net. All righty, I want to get back here. We are speaking with Dr. Janelle Kim, and she has co-founded a company called Like Bamboo. They offer a system of proven practices for healthy harmony, peace, and joy. And it's based on an enduring Korean wisdom and reimagined for the modern world. So it helps you lose tension and conflict and emptiness and exhaustion. You know, if that's kind of good for you, then you might want to listen to what Dr. Janelle Kim has to say today. Anyway, all right, we're back here. So I think we should talk about those eight keys. Let's talk. We're going to have to go through those kind of quick. So maybe you can summarize what the eight keys are, and then we can go and we'll get as much as we can in.
So that was a really funny moment, actually. I really appreciate this. Watch this turn into something one day, because I think you created a whole new business for me. Just Be Like Bamboo. So I'm with a company. I founded a company with my husband called JBK Wellness Labs, which is our contract manufacturing lab. But you know, everything happens for a reason. Because as you were saying that, I thought, you know what? there goes another company, Ken. Be Like Bamboo.
Well, I just gave a great shout out to Be Like Bamboo. So
okay. I know, right? So now I have to.
If you want to check out Be Like Bamboo, go check them out.
That's awesome. So currently a lot of my life is focused on the manufacturing end of products. And now I feel like there's finally time to dive into the philosophy of it all. And so, as you said, yes, the book that I'm creating, but even a step back from that, the principles that I wish to, that I follow and wish to share are really, we've broken them down, myself, my teacher, and those who came before in my lineage, can be broken down to 8. And of course, that's a beautiful thing because 8 can also be infinity, right? So we find that purpose in everything. And you're right, to go through each one right now would be quite a task. And I don't even think that's necessary at the moment, right? So some of my favorite ones, though, as you said, and the very first principle, the very first 8 key that we speak of is know your true self. And so again, that can be probably a month long, a year long, a lifelong podcast that we could do together. But in short, the bottom line is to really look at yourself and make a choice, right? Which actually leads into the second key, which is making correct choices. At the end of the day, or in summary, all of these 8 keys lead to the understanding that in this life, we have a choice, right? We don't always have a choice of what happens to us in this life, of course, as we started talking about earlier. But we have a choice of how we are going to respond to that, okay? And I had a teacher once tell me, I was very grateful for this, when things happen to us in life, we have a choice to react or we have a choice to respond. And I think that's a beautiful way of putting it, because reaction comes from emotion. It comes from a very quick, almost impulsive way of doing things. And oftentimes we will find that that is not the most pure way to handle a situation. When we respond, we balance with what is around us, okay? And so that really is what all the 8 keys do. It empowers us to remember that we have a choice and how we balance with that.
Right. Yeah, that's really good. And, you know, how do we not limit ourselves? Because I know that's one of the principles.
Yes.
How do we not limit ourselves during this time?
Right. It's a perspective. You know, one of, there's all these numbers here, but I like to break it down like that because I think it helps the human mind kind of absorb it, not just memorize it, right? So part of the concept of living meditation, something I practice constantly, and it is a moment in time that I do find in the day, whenever that is, there's 3 things that kind of broken down. Number one, no matter what it is that we are wishing to achieve, that we're going to conquer, right? We look at what is our intention? What is the goal behind what we are trying to achieve in this moment, whether it be our business, whether it be in parenting, whether it be in our relationships? What is our intention? The second is we have to move with the Tao. Okay. Some of us don't understand what the Tao is. Some of us do. I think everyone would agree. It's a very, what is even a word? Interesting, profound, whatever it might be. The Tao is the universe, okay? And that is where that Be Like Bamboo phrase that you just said comes from. It's one that I think of often and often share, is that in this life, we have to be flexible. And I love that visual of Be Like Bamboo. You know, I have certainly experienced in my early 20s, let's say, you know, building a company at a young age while trying to go through medical school, you know, there's a certain kind of character you have to have. And oftentimes, particularly in my case, when we're young, but through life, we think that in this life, we have to take it on so strong and so tough, right? Be stiff as a board. At least that's been part of my experience. Right. And then I started to realize, not so much even with age, but just through experience and choice, that maybe a better way to handle this life is to be more flexible. Maybe there's more strength in that, when to do, when not to do. Sometimes if you're so stiff as a board, anything can happen in life and that board can break, right? Because it's so stiff. You take something like bamboo, it's rooted. You know, the storms, tornadoes, tsunamis can come, and that bamboo can go flexible all the way to the ground. And as soon as that storm passes, it bounces back up. And that is a second part of how I look at this, okay? And the third is gratitude, right? To me, now really moving to your question, gratitude to me is the number one thing that can lift us out of where we're standing, perspective. I think perspective is a very important thing to have in life, but it has to be rooted. Otherwise, you kind of fly all over the place, and that's not really what we're trying to achieve. But when you have that gratitude, you're able to see life a little bit differently, break outside of the limitations you might not even notice that you're setting for yourself. My teacher used to share with me, you know, there's people who don't know that they don't know, right? And that is a very interesting, it sounds almost like a riddle. But oftentimes the hardest thing in life is to not know that you're doing something wrong. So you just keep living, right? And not realizing, my goodness, I'm limiting myself in this experience of life. Really good. And so that has changed my perspective.
Well, you know, there is the Chinese bamboo tree that I hear you plant the seed in the ground and then you water it the first year, second year, third year, fourth year, fifth year. And then some of the sixth year, it shoots up like 60 feet in 30 days.
Right.
You know, and that was all based on the seed that was planted and what we were watering that seed with. How can we, you know, one of your principles is to change your reality for the better. What seeds should we be planting right now to change our reality for the better?
That's right. So each one of us truly, truly can make a difference. I know sometimes it might sound a little corny to some, particularly in these moments where life is very, very challenging, you know, to stop and think, I can make this better. But the truth is, we really can. If each one of us truly starts to look inside of ourselves, balance with our current surroundings, make sure that we are being as in the moment as possible, right? We can actually make a difference in that manner. So change your reality for the better means we have to realize what it is that we're looking for in this current reality.
That's
okay.
Good.
So right now we're kind of stuck. But what is it, again, going back, what is it that we wish to achieve? Yeah. What is our intention and what are we grateful for? Yeah. And right there, all of a sudden, from being very tense or frustrated in a given moment, we can find a place to feel a little more able to handle and find something that we're grateful for.
That's really good. You know, I've only got a couple more minutes in our interview. I wanted to talk give listeners the opportunity to find out a little bit more about you, where they can find out about you, your company, your products, your services. Can you tell them that, Dr. Janelle?
Absolutely. So there's quite a few, but I think the most important would be to find information about our herbal company where we contract manufacture. That's JB as in boy, K Wellness Labs. And that's actually after my great grandpa. So jbkwellnesslabs.com tells a bit about our lab and our facility. We have one here in the United States and in Europe where we produce these products and these formulas based on herbal medicine that's been handed through my lineage. Another wonderful place based more on these principles that I'm wishing to share is at my website. So www.janellekim.com. Okay. And that's J-E-N-E-L-L-E. And then finally, of course, social media. I'm really working to increase being visual there and do my best. So Dr. Janelle Kim on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn.
That's awesome. Okay. Listen, you got the microphone right now. We're in 160 countries, 250 stations, 10 networks. What's your message right now to the world? What do you want to tell people?
My message to the world is that we're all human. No matter who we are, where we are in life, what our ethnicity is, the country that we live in, whether we lived thousands of years ago or right now, we are all human. And there is something so connecting in that. There is something so powerful in that. And so long as we always stay connected to the universe around us, nature, and we stay connected to each other and realize what it is that we wish to do in this life, it could be small, it could be big, but we all work together to do this, we will be able to get through the ups and the downs, because inevitably that is what we will always have, are those ups and downs. And if we do some simple practices, which never stop, you know, you don't have to find a specific moment in time. It's kind of something, a habit that you make throughout your day to check into yourself, to regroup and reground yourself and really realize and remember that life is short. You know, recently I lost my greatest mentor and my father. And boy, did that change everything for me. That was only 4 years ago. And it really did. I would never wish that upon anyone. But what it did teach me is life is short. And we have to constantly remember what is important to us and know that we can make a difference in this life. And I suppose I will end on, there's a phrase that I like to say, which is, maybe one day no one will remember my face. Maybe one day no one will remember my name, but it is my wish to leave something behind in this world that will make this world better. And so if we all do that together, we can imagine.
Gosh, I love that. I love that. Well, listen, thank you, Dr. Janelle Kim, for being on the show today. I really appreciate you. And I love your words. Very, very wise words. And I think a lot of people will relate to that. So thank you so much. By the way, I left you a message in our chat box, so you might want to check that out, too.
Wonderful.
All right.
Thank you so much, Ken. I appreciate you. This has been wonderful.
All righty. Well, listen, coming up in my next segment, I have Renee Reich. And Renee, I think a lot of people will relate to her. She's gone through some really challenging times in her life. She's been very successful and went through some challenging times. And she has a message of never giving up. So we'll be right back, and I'm going to bring Renee right on.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
Hi, this is Ken D. Foster. Are you an author or would-be author? If so, a few of my New York Times best-selling author friends, some of my book marketing strategist friends, and I are going to be teaching you how to write, market, and launch your book to bestseller status. And get this, no cost to you. You're going to learn from the experts that I use, their formulas, and their simple steps to make your book a bestseller. So find out how to do this at CourageToChange.us/invite, CourageToChange.us/invite. There are, I think we have 12 master teachers in the class right now. You're going to learn things you never knew about book marketing. I can tell you that because I've been marketing books for the last 15 years, and I've learned a whole bunch from the experts that I brought on. Hope you'll join us at CourageToChange.us.
We're back with Voices of Courage. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back to Voices of Courage. This is your host, Ken D. Foster. Listen, if you're enjoying the insights, the content, the wisdom from the guests that we bring on this show, I want to give a shout out to a couple of my other networks that we're on that also feature the same type of guests out there like I am. Or hosts, I should say, not guests. Anyway, UK Health Radio, E360 TV, and Talk Radio New York City. All three networks are dedicated to empowering you to solve your problems, uplift your spirit, and to become the best version of yourself. You can tune into them by going to their websites, ukhealthradio.com, talkradio.newyorkcity, or E360 TV. So I hope you'll check them out. And again, if you're a woman entrepreneur, there is an organization called Women's Wisdom, women empowering women in friendship and business. They have online events every 2 weeks with celebrity speakers and networking where you get to meet a whole bunch of people from around the world. They're all business owners, they're all entrepreneurs, and all there to serve you and help you uplift your business. You can find them at womenswisdom.net. Again, womenswisdom.net. Renee Reich. Renee, are you there? I see you, but you're going to have to unmute your, turn on your video. Let me introduce her, though. She has cultivated and inspired individuals and teams for over a decade. When Renee walks into a room, a lot of times you will just feel that presence, that energy. After 25 years of working with Fortune 500 companies, Renee decided it was time to hang up the corporate ladder and put on her running shoes. Today, she is a transformational influencer. She loves connecting with female entrepreneurs and business owners, and she seeks to gain more confidence, help you gain more confidence, and become the leader that you could be. So, Renee, I'm glad you're here, and I'm hoping we get to see you soon. Anyway, hi, Renee.
There it is. Okay.
There you are. How are you doing today?
I'm great, Ken. How are you?
You know, I'm having an outstanding day, and I'm so glad you're here. The you know, there's a lot going on in the world. A lot of people are, you know, in fear and shut down and worried and concerned. And so I'm glad you're doing okay. I know you got a new book coming out and stuff. So tell me a little bit about what's going on for you and what your messages right now are to the world.
So, yes, we are in these unprecedented times. And you did mention the book. So here it is. It's called Finding Your Voice. Unlock Your Chains and Unleash Your Greatness. So it's very apropos to be on a show called Voices of Courage, because this is all about a voice of courage, of what I went through, what I know I went through, because I can now help others on their journey in their life. So part of that story, which is, you know, where the book gave birth, is when I lost my voice to an illness in 2013. And doctors didn't know if I would ever speak again. So that was a very trying time for me. I didn't really know what was going to happen. I didn't know if this is how I was going to be taken out of life or what, you know, God's plan was for me, because I was not spiritual at the time. I didn't understand why the pain was so intense and why doctors couldn't help me. What it was is all they could do is, you know, I was locked away. I was just told to stay home. I couldn't be with the public. I had no voice. It's very deja vu to right now in 2020 with the COVID-19. I couldn't be with the public. If I was, I had to wear a mask. I was locked away by myself, though. The thing is that's different is there was tremendous pain in swallowing because my vocal cords were riddled with sores. Wow. So I couldn't swallow. I couldn't eat. I couldn't drink. I couldn't swallow my own saliva. It was a very, very difficult time. And I know one thing is for sure, when God brings you to something and through something, there is a reason. Again, I didn't know it at the time. I didn't realize it at the time. I wasn't quite sure why it happened, but I do know that now what I am here to do is to serve others, and specifically women. I can certainly help men as well, but I know a lot of women don't feel they have a voice. And if
you know,
they do,
I think you're absolutely right. And I think that not only women, I like you said, right now, there are a lot of people that their voice was tied into their job or what the money they were making, who they thought they were, and this is who I am. And they've kind of lost their voice now. You know, I mean, we can use that analogy.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So what do you say to that?
Well, you know, the voice that people speak, really there's an inner voice that creates the fear and the outer voice that overcomes it. And I have a friend who taught me about that. And it's really using our outer voice, because our inner voice, we have those stories we tell ourselves all the time, those tapes, for lack of a better term, that keep playing and ruminating in our minds, that we keep telling ourselves that we're not good enough, or because of something that may have happened in our childhood or may have happened at a job, or maybe someone, even a so-called friend, told us, or a parent or relative, somebody who we trusted, that said something to us, and we latched on to that and we held that, and that became our reality, and we started behaving in those same ways. And you know, your thoughts become your words become your behaviors become your reality, and we started living something that was really not our purpose, because we believed something that was just a story. It wasn't true, but we made it true. The thing is to create the new story, create the new reality, and live a better life, a more fulfilling life.
Well, you know, I love that, because I had Robert Kiyosaki on my show yesterday, and he was the guy that wrote Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and, you know, he's done really well for himself. He was basically saying, you know, in today's world, a lot more of us need to become entrepreneurs. And I think that finding your voice is really tied into finding yourself. What do you say to that?
Absolutely, 1,000,000% true. Because when you find your voice, you find yourself. And that was really what happened to me. You know, as I was saying in the book, it's really about finding my own voice. And it was my inner voice, you know, I'm my own avatar, right? I think we all are in life. It's just recognizing it. And when I was really locked away and shut down, it was a time for me to go within and to realize things that were happening. And again, it took me 4 years. It wasn't right away because I was not in the same space I am today, because I was working corporate America. I was a people pleaser. I still certainly like to make people happy, but that's different than being a people pleaser and living for others rather than living for yourself.
Yeah, that's exactly.
You can only fill somebody else's cup once yours is filled, and you can, you know, pour from the overflow.
That's exactly right. Well, one of the things you said early on was you weren't spiritual at the time. So I take it that that shifted for you when you went through this illness. How did that piece tie into your recovery?
Well, I really, it wasn't even then. One of my chapters is called Old Habits Die Hard. In 2013, that whole, you know, I kind of went back to my old ways once I got back into my role, you know, that I was playing, because we're all playing a role in life that we don't even necessarily know, but we are. And really what happened is it took me leaving corporate America to realize my purpose and to really find my voice, because it was 3.5, oh, close to 4 months that I was out of that whole world. And when doctors said they didn't know if I'd speak again, that was very devastating. That was like, you know, that's a hard pill to swallow, you know, no pun intended there, because I couldn't swallow. But I really was like, wow, you don't know. Like, cherish every moment. Tell the people you love them. Live life to the fullest. Enjoy the today. Enjoy the now. Because we don't know what life is going to, you know, give us. And it really, it was a gift. And I didn't know it at the time that it was a gift. You know, every obstacle is really an opportunity. And to find the silver lining within those so-called obstacles, because they are a gift. And that gift was me finding my own voice to be able to speak to others and to coach others into helping them find theirs, and to have the birth of this book, which never would have happened. When I was in corporate America, the last thing I thought about was writing a book. Yeah. I was a manager in retail. I wasn't thinking about being an author.
That's great. Well, listen, I got to take a quick break. And when we come back, I want to take a little deeper dive into the book. And also want to let people know at the top of the show where to get the show, get the book. So I'll be right back. We'll take a quick break.
We'll be back with more Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us.
If you're an author, speaker, or organization committed to changing the world, and you need a partner to support you with PR, your website, or social media, Wasabi Publicity is the perfect fit. Wasabi Publicity works with companies and individuals committed to doing good in the world. Everything they do is instilled with passion, impact, and brilliance. Go to wasabipublicity.com. That's wasabipublicity.com. To schedule a call with Wasabi CEO, Drew Gerber.
The most talented athletes in the world rely on a coach to get better. And the most successful business people do the same.
I have found working with Ken D. Foster to be an extraordinary experience. He helped me to expand my vision, increase profits, and showed me the way to have more fulfillment and success in my life.
Ken D. Foster is the coach's coach for business and life. He has been nicknamed the coach of the successful and wealthy.
Ken is an instrumental part of my team and the success I have generated over the past 12 months. Ken gave me the strategies to increase productivity, reduce turnover, and take my business to the next level.
So what's holding you back? Ken D. Foster is a master business coach with proven strategies to dramatically increase efficiency and productivity while maximizing individual development and fulfillment. Explore your possibilities. For a free consultation, log on to kendfoster.com. That's kendfoster.com. kendfoster.com.
We're back with Voices of Courage. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And now your host, Ken D. Foster.
Well, welcome back, everybody. This is Ken D. Foster, and our show today is called The Courage to Upscale. So what are we upscaling? Well, we're upscaling our thinking and so much more. I wanted to let you know that there is an organization here in San Diego that's worldwide, and they're on the internet. It's called Women's Wisdom. You've heard me talk about them time and time again. You don't just shut off this commercial. This is a great women's event that they put on every 2 weeks, women's events and celebrity speakers. And listen, if you haven't checked them out yet, if you're a woman entrepreneur, you owe it to yourself. go to womenswisdom.net. Again, womenswisdom.net to find out what's up, who they're bringing in. And I bet you you will love the networking that they do. You'll be able to connect with so many different women from all over the world that will really inspire you into your own brilliance and your own greatness. Speaking of greatness, I have Renee Reich on the Voices of Courage with me today. And we're talking about her journey home through devastating illness and waking up and now writing this beautiful book that she's got out in the world. Renee, let's talk about that book a little more. I'd like for you to show it to our audience again, and let's tell them the name of it, please.
So it's called Finding Your Voice, Unlock Your Chains, and Unleash Your Greatness. And really, I'm very proud to say that this book, the day we launched it, which was just February 3rd of 2020, it went to number one on Amazon and became a number one best-selling book.
That's awesome.
So I'm very proud of that. And what I, in the writing of this book, what I made sure to do, I really encourage you to take and have the courage. Courage is part of that word, to buy the book because it's $9.99 on Amazon, very affordable. In the book, I have what's called takeaways at the end of each chapter because I believe in the power of the pen. And when you write things down, it comes out of you and gets onto paper. So you write down the answer to the questions. I pose questions to you at the end of each chapter because I want to be there on your journey. As my best friend and my dad, now my angels in heaven, were always there for me. And I want that to be a legacy. You will have this forever. When you put things down, you write down your to-do list, you write down your goals. These are exercises for you.
That's great.
To help you on your journey, to find your voice.
Well, let me ask you, Renee, your title there, it's about stepping into your own brilliance, your own greatness, finding your voice. Will those exercises help people to step into their brilliance?
Absolutely, because what it does is it makes you really go within. And, if you're getting this book, that means you're ready to take that leap of faith with me. And I'm going to be there with you and for you on your journey, because that's what this is about. I didn't want a book about me, about another author writing a book. I wanted it to be to give back to others and help them to find their voice and unlock their chains and unleash their own greatness that is within.
So let me ask you this question, because you got the microphone now, the world. Who's at the core of you? You've done this inner work. Who's at the core? Who is Renee Reich these days? And how does that apply to you finding your voice?
It's really about speaking your truth, owning yourself, who you are, what you do. There's one thing, we put something out there of what we want people to perceive us as, but who are you really? And really, this has been a journey for me. This has been a whole journey for me in finding my own voice. And now that I continue to, I think everybody will continue to, because we are all evolving. Every single day, you want to step into more greatness and become a better and higher version of yourself. And the better you are, the more you can be there for others and help them on their own journey.
I love that. Well, the yogis tell us we're Sat Chit Ananda, ever existing, ever conscious, and ever new bliss. And I don't know about you, Renee, I'm feeling that bliss having you on the show today and really helping people to really, you ask a profound question, who am I? And there's another question that goes with that, what's my purpose here? And I think that that journaling piece is so important. I journal every day. I use a journal I have for years, and like you said, it changes me. It changes who I am. Well, let me ask you this, okay? Because the people are going through a tough time right now. How did you get through this illness that you had when your throat shut down? What were like three key steps that you did to change things up?
Well, at that time, quite frankly, I didn't have key steps. I didn't know what the heck was going on. In hindsight, really, I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know if this is how I was going to be taken away. But I am going to say this. It's your circle of friends around you. I don't really have a big circle of friends, but I had my best friend, as I said, who's now my angel in heaven. And if it was not for her and the grace of God and my doctor who kept trying to peel back the layers of the onion to find out what was going on in my body and what was going on in you know, my world, how she could help me. The thing is, there was nothing she can do, but God bless her for trying. You know, I went through so many vials of blood that they had to take from me to try to figure out what was at the core of this. But I think in losing my voice, Ken, it was to find my voice. Wow. When things happen to you, they quite frankly happen for you. Yeah. I know we hear that so often, but they really do. At the time, you don't know it. You're like, holy crap, what the heck is going on? And how do I get past this? And there was nothing I could do or anybody could do to help me. But what I had to do was take time and go within and just be still and quiet. I was always go, 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 go. I never stopped. I was burning the candle at both ends. I could never do enough. I felt like I could never do enough. You know, working late, getting up early, go, 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 go. And then I was stopped to a screeching halt. And I could do nothing.
Wow. Well, listen, we got to stop to a screeching halt here too. I'm out of time. but if you'd like to connect with Renee, you know, I'm sure you can Google her name too, Renee Reich. And, you know, and Reich, why don't we spell that so they can Google that? R-E-I-S. Go ahead.
Yes. First name is R-E-N-E-E. Last name is R-E-I-S. As in Sam, C as in Charlie, H as in Harry, it's Reich. It's www.reneereich.com. I would love to have offer a gift for your audience to offer a 30-minute complimentary consultation. I also do Zoom calls with people, so I'm really happy to be there, to be that source and that voice of courage for them to help them through what they're going through. And I am offering that 30-minute complimentary consultation for them if they are interested. No, but
nobody's done that for a while, Renee. So if they hope they'll take you up on that. All righty. Thank you so much for being here. I really appreciate you. I appreciate your message. And congratulations on your new book. That's really great.
Thank you so much.
All righty. There's a movie that I'd like to recommend to everybody. I recommended it a couple weeks ago, but some of you were asking what it was. It's called The Game Changers. It's on Netflix. I'd like to encourage you to see that. Also, you can pre-order my latest book at CourageToChange.us, CourageToChange.us. Listen, I'm always interested in what you have to say. So if you'd like to follow us on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram and send your questions and your comments to me at viewer@voicesofcourage.us. And you can find all of our replays on voicesofcourage.us. Please tell your family and friends about us. Give us some likes. And in the meantime, be safe, create wealth in your life, and be happy.
Thanks for joining us for Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster. Learn more about Ken, how to be a guest on the show, and sponsorship opportunities by visiting voicesofcourage.us. And we're always interested in what you have to say. So follow Ken on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, or email your questions and comments to viewer@voicesofcourage.us. Also, you can find all of Ken's previous shows by visiting voicesofcourage.us. Be sure to join us next time as Ken brings more stories of courage that will inspire greatness within you and change your life for the better. Until next time, live courageously and see the unseeable, know the unknowable, and do the impossible. This has been Voices of Courage with Ken D. Foster.